From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Delegates of the 196 nations meeting in the Paris suburb have unanimously endorsed a landmark deal to tackle global warming. The agreement aims to keep global temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius, provide $100 billion in climate investment for poorer countries, review progress every 5 years, and peak carbon emissions as soon as possible. The deal concludes years of negotiations and is the most wide-ranging climate agreement since 1997's Kyoto Protocol. Regarding heralding the climate deal as an historic turning point, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the proposal will limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, possibly even as low as 1.5 degrees. Speaking through a translator, the minister.
This agreement will serve major causes. Food security and production, public health, combating poverty, essential rights, and ultimately peace.
The pact represents a major breakthrough in a decades-long global attempt to curb emissions of fossil fuels that scientists say are causing global temperatures to rise dangerously. 87 people, including 8 security forces, were killed during coordinated attacks on 3 military bases in Burundi's capital, an army spokesman said today. The final toll of Friday's attacks left 79 enemies killed, 45 captured, and 97 guns seized, according to the spokesman, who also said 8 soldiers and policemen were killed and 21 others wounded. In another incident, at least 20 bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital today. The bodies were found in Bujumbura's Nayakabiga neighborhood. One eyewitness told the Associated Press that some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. This is VOA News. Spain's government says an attack in the diplomatic area of Afghan's capital that killed at least 6 people, including 2 Spanish policemen, is regarded as an attack on Spain. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began Friday and continued in today in Kabul before security forces killed all the attackers. At least 4 Afghan gunmen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it received several other victims for injuries and treated them. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the target was a guest house, which they claim was used for military activities and intelligence sharing. Women are voting and running for office for the first time ever in Saudi Arabia. 130,000 registered to vote in a country with more than 1 million women of eligible age. The late King Abdullah ruled 4 years ago that Saudi Arabia's electoral process would be broadened to include women, and the current round of voting is the first implementation of his decision. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
This voter said she does not believe that it's a woman's place to run for office. She feels that men are better suited for a career in politics. Not all Saudi women agreed with that assessment, however. One woman who wanted to run for a council seat but was denied permission to do so told Al Hora television that some women's names were mysteriously removed from official lists of candidates. Human Rights Watch reported it was difficult for women to register to vote. Noting that women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia, the rights group also said many polling stations were too far from women's houses. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Swiss officials have confirmed the arrest of 2 people of Syrian origin as part of a probe into a terror threat. In a statement, Switzerland's attorney general said the 2 people were arrested in Geneva Friday on suspicion of making, hiding, and transporting explosive and toxic gases. The statement said criminal proceedings have been opened against the pair under a law prohibiting terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Traces of explosives were found in the suspect's vehicle when they were arrested, according to Swiss media. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's dog is behind bars after biting a lawmaker and a cabinet minister's husband during an event to mark the Hanukkah Jewish holiday. Last night we lit the 5th Hanukkah candle with all the family present before we were sadly obliged to send Kaya to quarantine as required by law, Mr. Netanyahu said in a Facebook post. The premier said that the experience brought home to him flaws incompatible with logic and compassion in Israel's public health laws. However, we would point out rule of law, Mr. Netanyahu. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.